ABC Radio Australia.
The United Nations' top slavery expert is calling on the Australian government to do more to protect the rights of Pacific seasonal workers in the country. Special Rapporteur on Slavery, Professor Tomoya Obokata, travelled to Australia last November at the invitation of the federal government to independently investigate the treatment of vulnerable people. He's now released a report and told reporter Lucy Cooper he's particularly concerned with the treatment of Palm Scheme workers.
Regardless of immigration status, I think all workers should be treated equally without any discrimination whatsoever, particularly when they are contributing to the Australian national economy. They should be treated with dignity and respect. And when I visited last year, I found concerning and sometimes serious patterns of exploitation experienced by palm workers, which is not, you know, acceptable from my point of view. And I urge the Australian government to proactively protect the rights of palm workers, you know, as with other workers, but particularly I think palm workers have been vulnerable. So I would urge the government to do more.
The report highlights numerous concerns regarding the palm scheme, from exploitation and power imbalances to issues with support services. From your perspective, what's the single most urgent issue with the palm scheme that the Australian government should look to resolve immediately?
Sure, there are several issues, of course, but the most important is, I think, the ability to change employers seem to be a pressing issue, because if you cannot change, that means you know, workers are more likely to stay silent because they fear losing employment and being deported back to their countries. That causes lots of different, you know, issues back home. So I think that's is the, you know, one of the most important issues that the government should change.
And you kind of call it a significant power imbalance that essentially sits between the palm scheme worker and their employer. Is there any specific reforms beyond the kind of current system of obtaining written approval that you'd recommend in order to essentially, you know, genuinely enhance the ability of palm scheme workers to change employers without fear of retaliation or discrimination?
At the end of the day, they should not have to wait until they're exploited to, you know, seek a written approval. I think that's slightly, you know, I don't think that's a good approach. So, I mean, I think they should be given the right from the beginning to change, particularly if they are at the risk of exploitation and abuse. Another thing, perhaps, is also an ability to seek permanent residency. Currently, I think it's in a ballot system, which seems discriminatory. And many of these workers do go home, and that's fine, but many may, on a long-term arrangement, may want to stay. In that case, they should also be given an opportunity to apply for permanent residency. And if they work, you know, legally in Australia, that means they pay tax and other things, so they should be equally entitled to all the rights and benefits. And also access to something like Medicare and Social Security and so on seem to be limited, which I think is also discriminatory.
The report also found that pre-departure and on-arrival briefings are, it's labelled as inadequate. What do you recommend as a more efficient delivery method of these briefings?
And I think there should be a monitoring mechanisms by Australia where, I know, many the pre-departure briefing may be a responsibility of sending countries, but nevertheless, federal government could do more to check whether these are sufficient. Workers are given sufficient information before they arrive, and on arrival or briefing as well. I think there should be an involvement of local communities that they are being located, whether they're local authorities or employers or trade unions and so on. That, I think, joined up approach seems to be missing at the moment. So I think the involvement of local actors is also important, including perhaps the pre-departure briefing. I met some local authorities who are willing to work with the sending countries to provide information about their locations and access to services and things like that. So I think more proactive cooperation should be promoted.
you've come to Australia and you've released this report. What's the next steps?
Yes, I will be monitoring the progress and particularly my recommendations. So I will be closely working with the federal government one way or another, and also speaking to the stakeholders there. They have just established, for example, the Federal Anti-Slavery Commissioner, Mr. Chris Evans. I think that's a positive step.
Professor Tomoya Abokata, the United Nations Special Rapporteur, a contemporary forms of slavery, and speaking there with Lucy Cooper.